Hello to my lovely Fitfish friend, and firstly, a very happy new year to you. It's Gaynor here, and this month's surprise, I wanted to do you a bit of an audio recording. I would suggest that you find somewhere comfy, maybe with a hot drink and a piece of paper or a notepad and a pen, and just take some time out to get things sorted out a little bit in your head and in your heart for 2026. So this exercise hopefully will help you set your heart and your priorities and your plans in the right order this year. I don't know if you know of the illustration, you might have heard it before, where there's a big empty jar and beside it there's a pile of big rocks, a handful of pebbles and a scoop of sand. If you pour the sand in first, all the little things like chores, distractions, social media, endless tasks, there won't be any room left for the big rocks. But if you place the big rocks in first, the things that truly matter, the pebbles and the sand can shift around them and they still fit in. And it's such a helpful picture for our lives, especially at the start of a new year. So today I want to guide you through a prayerful, reflective process of deciding your own big rocks for 2026, the things that matter most to you and to God. So all you need is a pen, a notepad, and some time. So let's begin. So step one, let's look back. So before we look ahead, take a moment to reflect on the year that has just passed. What were the moments you felt most alive? So there's three little questions here that I'm going to ask you to pause the recording. What were the moments you felt most alive? When did you feel close to God? And what drained you or pulled you away from your peace and your purpose? So pause the recording now for 3 to 5 minutes and jot down a few thoughts about what you learned in 2025, the good, the hard, the surprising. Notice what stands out for you. So those questions again. What were the moments you felt most alive? When did you feel close to God? What drained you or pulled you away from peace and purpose? So if you just pause the recording. Okay, welcome back. So step two, ask God what matters most. Prayerfully consider this question. Lord, what do you want me to prioritize this year? Not what the world tells you, not what social media demands, not even what your inner critic expects, but what God, who loves you and knows you best, is calling you to focus on. Maybe it's your physical health, maybe it's daily prayer, worship, maybe it's slowing down, reconnecting with joy, creating healthier rhythms. Ask him to show you 3 to 5 big rocks that are your core priorities for 2026. So pause the recording now for 5 to 10 minutes and write down your big rocks. They can be simple statements like prioritize sleep, walk closely with God, strengthen boundaries, make time for creativity. Just a few honest, meaningful priorities that you want to honor this year that you feel God taught you about now. So pause here. Okay, step three. So think about the pebbles and the sand. So take a look at your list of big rocks and ask yourself, what are the pebbles and sand in my life? So these might be things that are good, but smaller things like the pebbles, like hobbies, time spent on social media, tasks that you need to do, or they might be time fillers or energy drainers, the sand. There's all the mindless scrolling, people-pleasing stuff, over-committing. So which of these need to take a backseat this year? What boundaries or changes might help you protect your big rocks? So pause the recording for a few minutes now to jot down anything you'd like to do less of this year, or areas where you feel like you need to say no in order to say yes to what really matters. So what are the pebbles and sand in your life that might still be important or might be things you need to get rid of. So pause here. Okay, so now that you've written your big rocks and named some of the things that you might need to hold a bit more loosely or let go of, let's invite God in to help you walk this out. Not in a kind of pressure-filled way, but in a peaceful way. So I want you to pause the recording and pray. Pray something like, Lord, thank you for last year. Thank you for this year. Thank you for new starts. Help me to keep the big things in front of me. Remind me of what matters. Give me courage where I need to say no. And grace and direction to say yes to the things that I'm meant to be doing and that bring life. Thank you that you're with me in it. You're with me every step of the way. Okay, so take a moment now to sit with him and then write yourself maybe a little prayer. And then maybe a sentence or two to yourself, something like, this year I will walk with God by prioritizing what really matters. So pause the recording for 2 to 3 minutes to offer up your prayer to God. Okay, so well done. I hope that's been a good step in getting your heart and your soul and your mind on what matters most, on your big rocks and what you feel God is calling to you. And you can revisit this anytime. You can also realign them. You can begin again. And God is with you in it all. So 2026 doesn't need to be about pressure. It can be about finding that peace. And it can start with just one step at a time and revisiting this whenever you start feeling overwhelmed or stressed. And remember that God is right beside you. Take care. Many blessings. See you soon. Bye.